This is Discovery with a K.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I am Kathleen.
My name is Ilse.
And we're back with a special episode of Discovery with a K. So we have a couple of news for you about Discovery with a K. So, Ilse, do you want to do the honors?
It's sad news and not sad news.
Yes.
For Discovery with a K, we'll only stick to our special episodes, meaning episodes like this or episodes like our monthly favorites.
Yes.
But we won't be introducing artists or groups again, as we did before. For the podcast, we're focusing a bit more on Discovery with a K-drama.
Correct.
So, for the followers, yes. I'm sorry. But we kind of have to manage things a bit and flip things around a bit.
Yes, exactly. But nevertheless, if you want to suggest an episode, if you want us to talk about your favorite artist, to give it a mirror of a spotlight, just go to the KML, go to our social media. We're always, always welcome new feedback, new ideas. So yeah, just, you know,
let us know.
Reach us out. Yeah, for this special episode, actually, we want to talk about one of my favorite genres in the Korean music industry, and it is K-R&B. And then I want to talk a bit about rising R&B artists that I have seen. I've gained a lot of traction, and also I just love them personally. Mm-hmm. And if you know this, if you follow those, I am the hip-hop and R&B person.
That's true.
It came ill. So I do follow a lot of them. Love their music, have like playlists for them in the KMUS Spotify. Also check that we have like a specific playlist for like R&B hip hop and for indie as well. So today we're introducing a few artists that they are actually getting traction in their career. A few of them are brand new, other ones have been in the industry for a while, but right now I think that they are growing, their following is growing more and more. Mm-hmm. So I thought it would be like interesting to discuss and then recommend a couple of songs we love and talk a bit more about them. If you didn't know them, you might have seen them pass or across through in the Spotify playlist that they do now. Now they do the like R&B, Korean R&B. And you might have seen them. So we just want to give a bit more of background about these specific artists because they are incredible. And honestly, I think that they're going to make it big.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
A quick question before we dive into the artists. Do you think that because Korean music is getting more global,
yeah,
I think there's a rise in R&B because of the fact that it's getting more global traction? Or do you think that Korean people have always loved R&B and it's just getting more visible?
That's an excellent question, actually. The thing is that R&B artists have always been there, and or you had like hip-hop artists who did R&B, you know, in the past. Now what I've seen is that there is more people venturing into the R&B genre just as a standalone, you know, like hip-hop R&B, or let's do a mix. So they're venturing. I think this is getting a lot more popularity and traction. Now that it's got like an international recognition as well. R&B always existed within the Korean. We have a full episode talking about the origins of K-R&B as well. But other than that, I think now it's getting more traction. They're getting more popular. Also, there is like new rising artists. I think there is more artists that are not scared anymore to go into the genre itself. Because before you had like the idol system, which was a sure thing, even if it was within Asia. But now more people are like, you know what? I'm going to venture into this genre because it's something that I really like. And then R&B artists tend to be a lot more. They tend to expand a lot in musical-wise, you know, I suppose, if that's a thing. They're more musically, they're different. And they try to experiment a bit. They include more like sounds and all of that. So I think that's changing a bit. So it's interesting.
Okay, fair.
Now, let's talk about the first one. I want to talk about Seong. I think the name is Seong, you pronounce in Korean. So,
I just watched a video of him introducing himself.
Yeah.
Seong.
Good. So Chung Seong is actually South Korean, German rapper and singer, and he debuted with Beautiful Noise. If you didn't know, Beautiful Noise is a label. He was created by Mama Song or something like that. It's like the one with the pink cap.
Oh, Mama Song. Yeah.
So, interesting. So I found him through TNX's release. He had like a version of the TNX's song, Love or Die. I was like, okay, I've seen him a couple of times before. I was okay, but let's dive into this. He is incredible. Okay, if you still aren't sure about Korean R&B, he sings in English a lot, and his lyrics are fantastic. So far, he's got just a couple of extended plays. He has one that released in 2022 and one released just recently, and a few singles. He doesn't have a big discography. However,
Yet,
the what
yet.
yet. He's also just 19. Let's add that into it. He's just 19. He's quite young as well.
Also, for someone who debuted in 2022, which is the last year, that's
Yeah,
a lot.
I know. But I think that he's gonna make it big because of a few different reasons. Okay, first of all, is his vocal tone. There's something about the depth and his style that makes it super interesting to listen to, and a lot of people, I think, tend to like that sort of tones. I've seen that a lot of like idol rappers get like a lot of hype because of that
He has
different.
a very deep, rich voice,
Yes,
but he
exactly.
also can go quite high with it,
As well, yes, his facilities are quite good as well, you
which is
know?
surprising.
So I think that he's really good. His lyrics, he writes his own music, and his lyrics are so well done and so smart. The uses of like metaphors and language is quite rich. So I think that internationally, that's something that fans really appreciate. I didn't go in depth into the Korean lyrics because he also has Korean lyrics, but I just went through like the English ones, which is like the easiest ones to understand for myself. So I want to talk about the one he wrote for Money Machine, and I think I mentioned this in our favorites of the month as well because I love, love, love this album. It's one of his latest EPs, Leave. Amazing, amazing piece. So he wrote in one of the verses, trying to forget the manual of this machine. Helpless, it's a system filled through its victims. It's a prison that we chose to live in. And the melodies are tuned like commercials.
Nice.
You know, it's just so smart. And then the song is called Money Machine. Honestly, the picture, you know.
Capitalism.
Yes, basically. So I really like that he's using his music to, you know, he's 19. He has all the right to criticize the system, and he's doing it smartly.
He's a Gen Z-er.
Yes, yeah, go through. Okay. Another reason is that I think that he already has a solid discography, even though he debuted just last year. It's solid. It's really good. It's like really, really good. Songs I want to recommend. Okay, I want to recommend just a couple. He doesn't have that many, but I want to recommend Culturally Collector because amazing. It's a nice mix of Korean and also English. And Knowledge Addict, amazing single as well. Money Machine, the phrase I just read, the verse I just read was from that one. And Dirt Cheap. That's a good start for Seon. It's just good. So, highly recommend. Go and check him out. Amazing artist.
Can I just say,
Yeah.
the coconut hair
Oh, yeah.
is so cute.
He looks like
I
he's
like
12
it.
there. He looks like he's 12. Yeah.
But it's great because it's so recognizable.
100%.
Like, smart move. Also, he looks adorable.
So, next, after we go to the next one, by the way,
Yeah.
let's talk about Sido. With Sido, I had my doubts, but Sido, I think he's starting to build a name by himself. I think, and he's getting more traction. He's been around for a bit. It's been a couple of years already. But I think that now he's gaining more traction and just establishing his name as a soloist. Because before he's got a few collaborative albums, but now I think that now he's like, okay, I'm gonna do my thing. Which is good, I think.
Nice, yeah.
So he was well, see though, his name is Park Ji-won, and he debuted in the group Blink in 2019. So he has quite a long discography. He's got a couple of extended plays, one collaborative album, and plenty of singles. We still don't have a full album by him. But the thing is, what I think he's gonna gain now more recognition is because of his groove. He has like this amazing groovy style that is really good, and I think a lot of people is going towards that. And even K-pop is moving towards groovy R&B. There is so many inclusions now in
Yeah,
like
definitely.
big K-pop groups, and groups more like R&B and a lot of group funk. All of that is being included now, and then great vocals as well. Boy can sing. His R&B and rapping abilities are such a nice mix that makes it like rounded. So I really like that as well. And honestly, his singing, it's amazing. Boy can his falsettos are fantastic, and nothing that I love a lot. I love a good falsetto.
Nice.
You know, whenever they reach it and clean.
Uh-huh.
I'm in for that.
Great.
For him, I want to recommend Stay featuring Jade, Sweet, and Let's Go Out Tonight.
Because if you don't know songs. Jade, go check her out, because I love her.
Yes.
She's so good.
Yes. Let's move on to the next one. And I can stay an hour talking about this woman. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about Milena.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. Generally, I just love her. From her debut. She debuted just in 2021. And honestly, still hits hard every time she sings.
Nice.
So she's a singer-songwriter and producer, and she debuted under Wavy. Her debut single, I think it was Night Train. Do you remember that single?
No.
No.
Should I?
Well, yes. Actually, we spoke about it, and also I think she was featured in our annual magazine.
She was, yes.
Yes, because her vocal tone is so sweet and rich and just so low-key, kind of melancholic and nostalgic. So it's very interesting.
I love the fact that you said her voice is so sweet because her EP title is sweet. Like, literally, it's the name Sweet.
Yes. It's a nice word. Yeah, it's good. So she has a couple of EPs, a couple of digital singles, and plenty of features. She is in Wavy. If you don't know Wavy, Wavy is a cult label. Mm-hmm. And honestly, he's doing amazing signing up those artists.
The talent under it's that insane. Label. Like,
it's insane. That label has a few of the best. I think there's a few of the best and more well-rounded R&B vocalists in general.
Mm-hmm.
They're all very, very talented. And he just keeps getting these amazing artists. It's like, I don't know how he scouts, but I don't know.
Honestly. To be a fly on the wall in that, like, consulting room, meeting room, whatever.
Mm. So, about Milena. I love her style and how much she's involved in the producing of her music. Her vocals, as I mentioned, are just super sweet, and it's just very smooth, and has such a calm and consistent tonality that mm-hmm. it's music to the ears, obviously, but you know what I mean? It's like so, it's like lo-fi, but not really. It's just so calming and beautiful to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yes, so she is incredible. Also, a few of the features she's done, it's amazing. She has a feature with Lila Mars for the single A Single World.
Nice.
And we love Lila Mars. I love that dude. Also, he produces music. I don't know how much. Honestly, it's insane, the amount of music he produces.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a few interesting features, so go and check her out. She is amazing. I want to recommend, okay?
Yeah.
Night Train, because stunning debut, Chef Kiss, all this, it was literally, she was on the train for the music video. Beautiful.
I really have to, why do I remember that song? I have to go back. Go back to that.
And Letter, okay, because love that one. And I think I featured it as our wonderful music video recommendation because it was super pretty as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the full album, Sweet. Because I love that album. We have a full-on special feature for our annual magazine. So if you don't have your copy, please. We have just a few left. So go and check that out as well. She's just amazing. Amazing. Now nice. I want to talk about one that Ilse, you love. So tell me everything about him.
Okay. The next one is also under Wavy's label. His name is Jiwoo.
Yes.
We actually spoke about him when he was just signed under the label
Correct.
When we did our special episode about Cold.
Yes.
Girl, look at us being so good. Also, we've been around for years.
Yes.
Jiwoo was born as Jun Jiwoo. He's a South Korean Canadian singer and rapper. He's also a producer, and he debuted in 2019. His first EP, Maison.
Yes. Iconic, honestly. It's amazing.
The music video as well.
all his music videos, honestly, he's got such a clean, aesthetically pleasing, and low-key expensive visuals. You know, it's like, he's giving rich everywhere.
Yeah, 100%. I just really like it when, from the very debut, they know what kind of art direction they want to go in for, like, their music videos, as well as their, like, vocal sound. And it's just, everything is so nicely tied together.
Yeah.
And it still feels contemporary if I listen to it now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Also, I feel like his music videos, they could be also contemporary art pieces that you will see in a museum.
Okay, but also Perfume. It looks like it could be a Perfume commercial. And honestly,
that too.
Living for it.
Agreed.
And after Maison, he released the single Anti-River. And then he released two more EPs, Esprit and Evergrey. And his latest release was the single I'd Like to Talk to You, which was last year. So we're hoping for new music soon.
Please. We love you.
Do you want to do the songs that you want to recommend? Because...
yeah. Honestly, I will say the full discography. I'm not going to lie. Uh-huh. But I'm going to butcher the French. So please do the honors. I'm going to butcher the French there.
Yeah. The title of the song is Comme des Garçons. Like the fashion brand.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love Inner Eden because that song is smooth. That's all I think of. It's smooth. And Evergrey because such a masterpiece. Honestly, mm-hmm. obsessed. We also have a full-on article for R&B Jam dedicated to him because, honestly, he's amazing. Okay? So go check that out too. Yes. So let's talk about the last one. Okay? So the last one I want to talk about is a lovely girl that she just debuted officially, even though everyone, kind of a lot of people know her already. So let's talk about Sauce, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And yeah, she just debuted this year, actually, didn't she? I think she just debuted like a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love her. Okay. So she has a bit of an interesting background. Let's just start that. She made an official solo debut in 2017 with a single called Rainbow. Okay. And also she was a contestant in the reality survival show Mix 9. Let's not go into Mix 9. Painful memories I have from that show. And yeah, she's been around for a while. Okay. But I think that this year she's finally getting the traction she deserves because she finally found, I think she found a music genre that fits her style, her vibe, and her vocal tone. So again, she was signed into Wavy because Cole just, that does what he does.
It's the R&B house at this point.
Basically. And she released the single Naked. And that song is just such a bop. The other thing I have to say, it is a bop.
It's good.
It's so, so good. Groovy, the music video is so diverse, it has representation. I just love it. It's just so good. Okay.
Nice.
She's been around for a while. She was in dramas, even imagine, in variety shows.
Wow.
Yeah, honestly, she's been around for a while. Also, she's a YouTuber, so she also has the fans there. And yeah, so she has just one single, I believe, Naked. She released another single not long ago called Light Switch. I believe it's a cover, though, so I wouldn't count that as an official one.
Mm-hmm.
But, however, she doesn't have such a long discography, but I think that she's going to set off her career because Naked wasn't the most popular playlist on Spotify. It was in Kim Bob's or something.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely. So I think it was like amazing how that song kind of escalated a bit. And I think she's going to popularity, like mainstream popularity.
Nice.
Yes, I think that was all the last artists I have here that I think are like, we're going to hear more about them, I'm sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was see. This was it. This is a wrap up then for Discovery with a K special episodes. And if you want us to talk about an artist, a genre, or something that you want us to talk about, just let us know. So yeah, check us at thekmail.com. Follow us on all the socials. Mm-hmm. And this was Discovery with a K. Bye-bye.
Bye bye. Bye.